Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Illinois, a poll this week from Loras College showed Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump comfortably 43-30%. But the U.S. Senate race in Illinois is a different story. Republican incumbent Mark Kirk is facing a tough challenge from Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, which brings us to our Senate tracker this week. WBEZ's Illinois politics reporter Tony Arnold joins us from Chicago. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's talk about Mark Kirk here, because he's presenting himself as someone who can reach across the aisle. He also mentions a very serious stroke that he had in 2012. Let's listen to an ad here from his campaign.
Long before his stroke, Mark Kirk was independent, ranked as one of the most bipartisan senators. After facing death, Kirk returned even more committed to serve Illinois. Mark was the first Republican to support a vote on President Obama's Supreme Court nominee.
Now, interesting, coming from a Republican candidate, and we know that he has really tried to distance himself from Donald Trump in this race.
He has, although it didn't start out that way. Kirk has for years been running as a moderate Republican. He represented a district in the House of Representatives years ago in Chicago suburbs that's known as one of the biggest swing districts in the country. It tends to go as the presidential race goes. So this is he's wrapping up his first term in the U.S. Senate. He won in 2010. In a year when Illinois kind of split the top of the ticket, they voted Mark Kirk for the U.S. Senate, a Republican and a Democratic governor that year. So he's kind of made his reputation on this idea of being a moderate politician who doesn't always follow the leadership, and so far it's worked for him.
And by the way, he has the seat that was occupied by President Obama when he was in the Senate from Illinois. What about Tammy Duckworth, who represents the state's 8th congressional district? She's also an Iraq War vet. Here's a recent ad from her campaign.
An enemy rocket took Tammy Duckworth's legs, but nothing could take her resolve. She served in uniform for another decade, dedicated herself to helping veterans, led important fights to get veterans jobs in a tough economy, and fight homelessness.
Tell us about Tammy Duckworth and her campaign.
Duckworth, she often is touting her biographical story about how her military experience has come into play. Her helicopter was shot down in Iraq, and she ended up losing both of her legs in that attack, and also partial use of her arm. And so she's been around. She lost a race for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2006 and ended up winning the seat back in 2012 or so. And so she's wrapping up her second term in Congress, and she's been kind of braced, I guess, for this big campaign here against Kirk to, you know, tie Kirk to Donald Trump in the top of the Republican ticket. And so this has kind of set the stage here between the two of them, for this very large, expensive, very intense race here for the U.S. Senate.
And is Duckworth tying herself to Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, is also originally from Illinois?
Duckworth is tying herself to Hillary Clinton, and actually she makes a point to talk about how the top of the ticket in Illinois is going to be an all-female ticket, for the Democrats at least. For Mark Kirk, and talking about the presidential race, he started out during the primary saying that he would support the nominee even if it were to be Donald Trump, and that position has changed over the course of the summer, trying to fit in with this idea that he's this moderate Republican not tied to the leadership. And now, most recently, he's talked about writing in a candidate for president, and he's given a few different answers on that, on who he would write in, but most recently he said that it would be David Petraeus, the former CIA director and general who ended up leaving under a controversy.
And has a lot of the campaigning been in the part of the state where you are, or are the candidates heading downstate to the places like where I'm from in Champaign-Urbana? Are they trying to get those downstate voters?
I think a lot of the fight is going to be for Chicago's suburbs. They've both been actually pretty limited in their public appearances, and they haven't been out in front of the cameras an awful lot for a race that's as highly watched and anticipated as this one. There's still even a debate over how many debates or what those debates are even going to be looking like. So the fact that they haven't even set up a schedule here for the final month is, I think, a little telling also about just how bad this the relationship is between the two of them and what, you know, how much is at stake for this. They both are trying to refer to their own candidacy as the whole U.S. Senate hinges on whether it turns Democratic or turns Republican. Like, so goes this race, so goes the U.S. Senate, whether it's going to be a Republican-led Senate or a Democratic one.
And what did the polls say?
Most recently, the polls have shown that Tammy Duckworth has a slight lead over Kirk, but it's expected to be very close.
Tony Arnold, Illinois politics reporter at WBEZ, joining us from Chicago. Tony, thank you.
All right, thanks.